You are listening to The Breakfast Show with Jerry D, a Cool FM and Panama Broadcasting Corporation production.
The Breakfast Show, better than coffee.
And yes, indeed, a very good morning, boys and girls, and welcome to Wednesday. Yes, what do we say today? WTW. I tell you what, with all excitement, almost forgot what day it is. Do you know? Welcome to The Breakfast Show with me, Jerry D, here on 89.3, Cool FM, smoothest place on your radio dial. And I'm going to be sitting here entertaining you, keeping you informed, and trying to get you up to date what's happening outside during the course of the morning through till 10 o'clock. Looking at a birthday for today, we're looking at, say, 25th of October. If we want to go back to the year 1881, Pablo Picasso was born on this day. Of course, a Spanish painter, sculptor, printmaker, ceramist, stage designer, poet, and a playwright who spent most of his adult life in France. Regarded as one of the greatest and most influential artists of the 20th century. He's known for co-founding the Cubist movement, the invention of constructed sculpture, the co-invention of collage, and for the wide variety of styles that he helped develop and explore. Well, he was busy, wasn't he?
Good morning, world.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The best place to be in the mornings.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Yeah.
Supergrass bring us in on this morning. All Right is what it's called. We're not all right. Guess we forgot to push the timer on the coffee machine last night. So it's only just starting to brew. Time to go back to bed. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, here on this morning's breakfast show.
Now that you're gone, I remember holding you, feeling felt so right. But now I'm
There we go. Yes, and I remember holding you as the name of the track. I'm happy to say that the coffee machine here in the studio is very quick, so we'll be all right in a minute. There you are. That was Boys Club, pop duo consisting of Glenn Hunt and Joe Pasquale from Minneapolis in Minnesota. And it was created and put together by Don Hunter Powell. They had a big hit with I Remember Holding You. And that was the one we just played. This one is going to take us to a shower song. Backstreet Boys, another boy group. There's more than just two. Games of my heart, and that is, as I mentioned, the Backstreet Boys here on this morning's breakfast show. And the time, we're just 20 seconds after the hour of 7 o'clock, so it is time to do this, get you in the shower and on your way this morning. And what have we got for you this morning? I tell you what, let's just go wham.
People
Yes, indeedy. In the sound with you this morning, that's Wham and Freedom. And that means you can get out of the shower, I guess. There we go. And making our way off to wherever it is that you're going this morning. I know we've got a friend of ours coming. He's been doing some painting for us in the pub, and he just said he wouldn't be able to make it today due to lack of transport. The only thing we've been able to come up with so far is Avenida Roosevelt is closed, and in La Chorrera, the Inter-American Highway is closed. That's coming in to the city, so you may have to just sit back and relax for a little while. If you're out there in the traffic, by the way, do keep us up to date. If you know something we don't, or if you're sitting there at La Chorrera, just tell us how bad it is. WhatsApp us on 677-188-22. 677-188-22. Drop us a little WhatsApp. Pops up right in front of me here in the studio, and we can let everybody else know as well. Let's say just sit back and relax if you are in traffic. It's 22 minutes after the hour of 7. We're going to be sitting here entertaining you, going right through until 10 o'clock this morning. Not sure whether Andres will make it today, but we'll let you know.
What you do, raise the roof. Everybody wants you to do it well.
Do it well.
Raise the Roof from Tracy Thorn. I don't know how much you know about Tracy Thorn, but she had a hit with that song. She is a British singer and a songwriter, best known as being a member of the duo Everything But the Girl. And she was active from 1982 till 1999, then came back at in 2022, last year. So welcome back, Tracy. Hope everything is going well. Back to the year 1965 for that one, For Your Love, written by Graham Goldman, and of course it's the Yardbirds. Know what you say? What do you mean, of course it's the Yardbirds? They're the Yardbirds. That was released in March of 1965. Their first top 10 hit in both the United Kingdom and United States as well. Right, that has brought us to, well, the time to do this.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Group O Nephron. Have you ever thought about smart investing? You've got to check out Riccio & Associates. They've got over 30 years of experience guiding folks just like you. Start with $5,000. Get control, low costs and total liquidity. Reach out on WhatsApp at 1-954-881-3398 or swing by the website yoinviertobien.com. Your financial future, it's in great hands.
It's Morning Radio, The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
This is the road to hell.
And there we go, here's Chris Rea and The Road to Hell, part two. This is something we really need. A cruel summer. We need rain during our summer this year. Absolutely, don't we? Cool summer, that's Bananarama. And just to let you know, Yasmin's just dropped me a little note here. Transistmica in front of the University of Panama is closed. All right. We'll keep telling you bits and pieces as we go on. If you're out there and you've got something you can tell us, please do. The WhatsApp is 677-188-22.
Someone could more than mend a broken heart. Cause now you've made a fire start, and I can see that you feel the same way. I never dreamed there'd be someone to hold me until you told me. And now that I found you, even the nights are better.
That's Air Supply, and even the nights are better. Here on The Breakfast Show, we're about, almost exactly 10.5 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Please remember, if you're out and about in the streets this morning, if you've got problems, if you've found something, or you know where there's no problems, do drop us a line, the WhatsApp number, 677-188-22. Nice, easy number, 677-188-22. Right, a little bit of bad news. Well, for those of us that remember at any rate. Richard Roundtree, a US actor best known for his starring role in the Shaft film franchise, has died at the age of 81. He died at home in Los Angeles on Tuesday afternoon with his family by his side, his manager Patrick McMinn told the Hollywood Reporter. His death comes after a short battle with pancreatic cancer. Richard's work and career served as a turning point for African-American leading men in film, McMinn said in a statement. The impact he had on the industry cannot be overstated, he added. Born 9th of July 1942 in Rochelle, New York, Roundtree began his acting career in the early 1960s. Richard Roundtree. Thank you, and R.I.P. Rest in peace.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother?
Yes, indeed. The theme from Shaft, from Isaac Hayes. By the way, he was 29 years of age when he took that role as the policeman, Mr. Shaft. Right, time on the breakfast show. We're just making our way 6 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Let's say a very good morning. Let's take a little trip over to Athens. Or not Athens, because they've been travelling. Renee and Rick over there anyway, together with... Renee's dad and Karen says, good morning, a great morning over here. Well, glad to hear that. Exploring the Palamidi Fortress, and says, then hit the road, almost home. Dad and Karen heading back to the USA tomorrow, and you asked if we could play The Party's Over by Willie Nelson.
Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. What a crazy, crazy party. Never seen so many people laughing, dancing. Look at you, you're having fun. But look at me, I'm almost crying. But that don't keep her love from dying. Misery calls for me, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again. Once I had a love undying. I didn't keep it, wasn't trying. Life for me was just one party and then another. I broke her heart so many times, had to have my party wine. Then one day she said, sweetheart, the party's over. Turn out the lights, the party's over. They say that all good things must end. Call it a night. The party's over, and tomorrow starts the same old thing again. And tomorrow starts the same old thing again.
And there we go. Yes, Willie Nelson and the party. The party's over. Well, it looks like you had a good time, Dad and Karen. By the way, thank you very much for all those pictures. I've decided I'm probably going to superimpose my head with Photoshop on some of those pictures. Send them around the internet. I really think I've been jetting around. Right, a good song taking us up the top of the hour. Just quickly, good morning to Dominic. And he says, Kai Cinquenta moving well, and I can see traffic moving freely on the corridor, so thank you for that, Dominic. And he mentions, says, I met Richard Roundtree. What a lovely man. Oh, how nice. Yeah, that's so amazing, really. I remember when those movies came out. He was 29. God bless. And he's passed at the age of 81.
Hello, yeah, it's been a while. Not much. How about you? I'm not sure why I called. I guess I really just wanted to talk to you. And I was thinking maybe later on we could get together for a while. It's been such a long time and I really do miss your smile. I'm not talking about moving in and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around and I'd really love to see you tonight. Go walking through Windy Park, take a drive along the beach, or stay at home and watch TV. You see, it really doesn't matter much to me. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. I won't ask for promises, so you don't have to lie. We both played that game before. Say I love you, then say goodbye. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. Talking about moving in, and I don't want to change your life. But there's a warm wind blowing the stars around, and I'd really love to see you tonight. I'm not talking about moving in, and I don't want
England, Dan and John Ford Collier there, and I'd really love to see you tonight. Time on the Breakfast Show. It's news time.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. The best place to be in the mornings.
Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895. Or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
It's morning radio, the Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3 Cool FM from the heart of Panama City in English.
The best radio station in the world.
In the world.
Is right here. Right now.
You know, there's so many ways that you can be listening to Cool FM. You can be doing it on your radio on 89.3, of course. Carabao Carbleonda are on channel 866. Your Grada radio app on your smartphone. Or you could just be checking us out on your smart speaker. Doesn't matter how you do it. Just do it.
The coolest station online.
Yeah, that's us.
Because we play
this. I know you're going to dig this.
Juanita!
mí. Dilo, no lo sé. Jerusalem, y callar a mí. Dilo, no lo sé. Hambenami, tu mangishilana. Daoyami, aikolana. Buso a mí, aukolana. Dilo, no lo sé. Oyami, ay colana, buso a mi, au colana. Dilo, no lo sé.
Master KG featuring Nonsebo there here on The Breakfast Show. Andres isn't going to try and get here this morning, but he has sent us some information about a movie he's seen, so we'll take a look at that. Doesn't make sense to move around if you don't have to. I guess one of the things you can't do is Drive Very Far. This is from Cars, the time on The Breakfast Show, just making our way 19 and a half minutes after 8. After this one, we'll check in with Ingrid, see what's happening in the countryside. See how Chelsea got on with her neutering yesterday.
Who's gonna tell you when it's too late? Who's gonna tell you things aren't so great? You can't go on thinking nothing's wrong. What the? Who's gonna drive you home tonight? Who's gonna pick you up when you fall? Who's gonna hang it up when you call? Who's gonna pay attention to your
there we go, yes, and that is Cars. Cars are supposed to be driven, aren't they? Say no more. Right, it is time on this morning's breakfast show. I think we'll take a little trip into the interior, don't you? See if we can find Ingrid this morning.
Good morning, Panama. Good morning, Jerry. Hey, Yaz, how you doing? Well, it's humpity hump day, is it? I don't know. I've lost count of the days anymore. We just got message that today there's going to be a protest in front of the Mercado, so we're going to get going, get in, get out, get going out of there and make sure we wear black clothing and whatnot. Boy, it's coming up here to El Valle. They said they're protest at 11 o'clock. I do like that they tell us what time they're going to do it. Family still has not been able to arrive. They cannot get across the bridge. They have been stuck now 2 days in Panama City. We're hoping that if they leave early enough and if they take the Centennial Bridge, they'll get here. Otherwise, I may never see them. They're stuck in Panama City. They left Gamboa yesterday, and they were trying to go over the bridges, and the police turned them away from the bridge, so they went the other way, and then the police turned them away that way, and next thing you know, they were stuck in the middle of nowhere. So they had to pull in and find a place to stay for the night.
So, unfortunately, it's not something you can plan, you know. You have a holiday with family, and unfortunately, there's some things going on with the government, with politics, that just change everything. We all know that. Well, I hope you guys are safe out there. I got some pictures from the Aussie with some garbage burning in front of the old apartment there in Arrecife in Paitilla. So, they have been burning in protest. I do remember many years ago when they were protesting the Social Security that we had to close all the windows because not only were they burning things in the street, next thing you know, the tear gas came out and it was just this horrible smell and we just, oh, it was coming up to the apartment. So you just never know. So you guys be safe out there, you know. We're going to be safe out here. We're going to go out real quick and get back. By the way, good report. Chelsea is fine. She's got her cute little brown suit on to protect her. They don't use cones of shame anymore. They use these little brown suits to protect her little incision part. Technically, the doctor said she only has one or two stitches, so, but she's a little upset that she can't go and chase the pootie tats. She's not allowed to jump or run around for about 3-4 days and kind of has to stay in the house and go outside just to do her business. So, everything's okay so far. You guys be safe out there, okay? And back to you in the studio.
And a big thanks to Ingrid Chickens. Good to know Chelsea's all right, isn't it? She's lucky she's the girl, you know. You know how they do it with doggies, don't you? With the boys. Same as with camels. Two bricks. Culture Club and Church of the Poison Mind. Keeping an eye on the time, 29 minutes right now. That's after the hour of 8 o'clock.
The Breakfast Show with Jerry D.
Of the snake from Duran Duran. And time-wise, we are keeping an eye on the time. We're about 26 and a half minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. And a very good morning to Rosita. Rosita drops a little line on our WhatsApp this morning. Good morning to you, Rosita. Lovely to hear from you. Thank you for your kind words. Morning to the best in the West. Thank you so much for being there. Your voice, your music, and good vibes. Blessings to the crew. Peace and love. That's so kind of you. Thank you so much, Rosita. It's so nice when we hear things like that. Instead of, what are you doing there? And that's just me. Right. When I was rummaging through the music yesterday, looking at what to play today, I came across one, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap, going back to the year 1968. And I remember so well when this was released, because I was playing on Forces Radio Charger. I was doing a program, pop program, a couple of times a week in the evenings, and a good friend of mine, Barry Thurman, at the time, he was in the army, but that was okay. He used to do a program mainly about soul music and whatever. We used to hang around a lot together, and great times. And say, when I listened to this yesterday, brought back some great memories.
Young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl. You're much too. Charms of a woman, you kept the secret of your youth. You led me to believe you're old enough to give me love. I will hurt your truth. Just a baby in disguise. And though you know that it's wrong to be alone with me, that come on, look is in your eyes. Oh, young girl, get out of my mind. My love for you is way out of line. Better run, girl, you're much too young, girl. So hurry home to your mom. I'm sure she wonders where you are.
As I like to say, played it then, playing it again. It's what I love about music. I mean, I can't, as you know, can't play anything. I can't sing anything. I find even just playing the triangle rather exhausting. Barry Puckett and the Union Gap, Younger. But what I like about music, I've used music all my life as, you know, for emotions, for fun. When you're going to a disco, you put some disco music on, and always listening to music in the car, and had the advantage or great pleasure of growing up through the years of some great music. And they're like a little time capsule, just listening to that by Gary Puckett and Union Gap. That is a few minutes there of what I actually listened to back in 1968 with headphones on and playing it on the radio, on Forces Radio Charger. It's exactly the same. It takes you back to those times and places. Andreas, I'll tell you what, Andreas has sent me in the info, or sent us in the info this morning on the movie he went to see, which was Killers of the Flower Moon. And I was just sending him, I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to go through it all, because he's done all the work. And also, we can wait. We're going to leave that for when Andreas can get back into the studio, and then we can go through it together. And so, there we are. Yes, we are. Quite nice, really, when we want to be. Anyway, not to worry. The boys will be back in town. All right, no fear.
boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? When you were 8 and you had bad traits, you go to school and learn the golden rule. So why are you acting like a bloody fool? If you get hot, then you must get cool. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? You chuck it on that one, you chuck it on this one. You chuck it on your mother and you chuck it on your father. You chuck it on your brother and you chuck it on your sister. You chuck it on that one and you chuck it on me. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? Gonna do when they come for you? Nobody now give you no break. Police now give you no break. That old soldier man now give you no break. Not even your eyes you now give you no breaks. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
Circle and bad boys. Right, I'm just taking rummage, just looking at some info here. It's on the Lorenzo website right now. I'm talking about some of the closures that have been taking place this morning. As we mentioned earlier on, in Via Zaita area, northern Panama, closure by workers there. We've got protest and blockade on Domingo Diaz Avenue near El Crisol. On this road, there are also workers demonstrating near the Coca-Cola company. Protests on Via España in front of the National Brewery. Street closure on Nuevo Progreso in the Ernesto Cordova Campos, northern Panama. Chiriquí, closure on the David River Bridge. Colón, closure of the Transísmica Highway at the height of Quebrada Ancha. Cativa, Sabanitas and Rio Alejandro. In turn, protesters gather in the Cuatro Altos area where they are shouting slogans, of course, against against the mining contract, of course. And long live the Panamanian people. Without fighting, there is no victory, and fighting is fighting, as some of the slogans that the citizens in the demonstrations are calling. So anyway, we'll let you know if we hear any more. That was the situation, update situation from Lorenzo. If you're out and about this morning, do let us know if you're in the traffic or you're being held up, or if you know a way through, let us know as well, okay? Breakfast show time, 15 and a half minutes before 9.
I got everything. The Breakfast Show. It's better than coffee.
Oh, lovely, is it? Angie, Angie, Annie. You'll find out why Angie came to my mind a little bit later on. Annie Lennox and Stand By Me, of course. Annie Lennox, one half of Eurythmics. Time on the breakfast, 7 minutes before nine. Oh, I definitely think there's something in the air, don't you? Indeed, yes, something in the air. And can you remember who that was by? I'll give you a little bit of a clue. And coming up. Yes, there we are. It was by Thunderclap Newman, going back to the year 1969. And it was written by Speedy Keen, who also sang the song as well. It was the number one single for 3 weeks in the UK singles chart. That was in July of 69. The song has been used for films, television, adverts, has been covered by several artists as well. And the track was also included on Thunderclap Newman's only album release, Hollywood Dream. And that was over a year later. Here on The Breakfast Show, it is making our way up to the top of the hour. Just about squeeze this one in from Benny King. Stand By Me.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me, and darling, darling, stand by me, oh, stand by me, oh, stand now. Stand by me, stand by me.
If ever there was a classic, it's that one, isn't it? Benny King and Stand By Me. Time on The Breakfast Show. It's the top of the hour.
Escucha Cool FM 89.3 con la música más refrescante en tu radio.
Cool FM.
Breakfast Show with Jerry D on 89.3. Cool FM, the best place to be in the mornings.
As we make our way to this year's holiday season, a great time, of course, to spend with family and friends. Well, let's not also forget the less fortunate. So why not have a great time and help others as well? The British Charitable Foundation is happy to announce the 20th annual British Haul. It's going to be on Saturday the 2nd of December at the Miramar Intercontinental Hotel. Come along and join us for that champagne reception, a sit-down dinner, open bar, DJ and dancing until you drop. And you can have all of that for a donation of $135 per person. Ladies, do come glamorous. And men, well, see if you can find that black tie. All you've got to do, if you're interested in tickets, you can go directly to the booking form at www.bit.ly/2023 British Ball Tickets. Or for any queries or questions, you can also email the organisers at info@britishballpanama.com. Come along, join us, have a great time, and give help to others as well. Grupo Nefron Medical and Dialysis Center, located in the heart of the city, this is at the Panama Clinic Hospital in San Francisco, provides a full range of services, including advanced diagnostic procedures and treatments to help patients prevent or delay kidney failure and live healthier lives while managing a kidney disorder. Contact them at 310-2895 or 6548-6510. Grupo Nefron.
We have the best music from the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and beyond. Join us for the latest news and great interviews. The best place to be in the mornings. The Breakfast Show with Jerry D. Cool FM 89.3.
Lydia keeps my toothbrush in her apartment, and she never complains. Well, hardly ever. And then jokingly she says, boy, it's been so long since I've held you, I nearly gave you up for dead. I nearly gave you up for dead. I nearly gave you up for dead.
If you only knew just how much I love you.
There we go, yes. Dean Friedman there, and that was Lydia. Right, time on The Breakfast Show, 20 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to take another piece of music, and we'll check in with Yasmin. I think, I'm pretty sure, we got a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. And this, Bare Naked Ladies. Well, they're not, of course. It's enough to make you buy their records, though, isn't it, really? This is called Pinch Me.
It's the perfect time of year. Somewhere far away from here. I feel fine enough, I guess. Considering everything's a mess. There's a restaurant down the street where hungry people like to eat. I could walk, but I'll just drive. It's colder than it looks outside. It's like a dream you try to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the one beyond your front door. Take your time, so where I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that a guy like that might take a while. Just to try to figure out what all this is for. It's the perfect time of day to throw all your cares away. Put the sprinkler on the lawn and run through with my gym shorts on. Take a drink right from the hose and change into some drier clothes. Climb the stairs up to my room. Sleep away the afternoon. Like a dream you try to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to scream, but it only comes out as a yawn. When you try to see the world beyond your front door. Take your time, so where I'm gonna make you smile. When you realize that a guy might find my take a while. Just to try to figure out what all this is for. Pinch me. Pinch me, 'cause I'm still asleep. Please God, tell me that I'm still asleep. On an evening such as this, it's hard to tell if I exist. Pack the car and leave this town. Notice that I'm not around. I could hide out under there. I just made you say underwear. I could leave, but I'll just stay. All my stuff's here anyway. Like you see me trying to remember, but it's gone. Then you try to speak, but it only comes down as a yawn. When you try to see the one beyond your front door. Take your time, so wait, how long can make you smile? When you realize that again, my friend might take a while. Just to try to figure out what all this is for. Try to figure out what all this is for. Try to see the one beyond your front door.
Go, yes, Bare Naked Ladies and Pinch Me. Well, I tell you what, here in the studio, Not bare or naked. Morning, yes.
Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
It is Wednesday. Yeah, don't know about you, we're starting to lose track, aren't we? I mean, this week started off, you know, sort of getting ready today. We'd have been over there in the megapolis for getting ready for Caravana tomorrow, but that's gone.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lunch on Friday, some of the friends, and we get together on a Friday at the end of each month. That's been cancelled. Mm-hmm. Let me see what else. Oh, no school again today.
Yeah, and everything else. All the events that I had
gone.
Were cancelled.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
We might as well go home now.
We are at home.
Well, don't tell anybody. Oh dear, I don't think I have any suffering. How was your journey back yesterday? All right.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah. Just when I arrived here at the entrance of Via Italia,
mm-hmm.
they just closed, but the policemen, not the protesters.
Ah, okay. When was that?
Here in front of
this morning.
No, yesterday.
Yesterday. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, because they don't like people coming here because this is where the president lives.
Mm-hmm.
I live here, so I can go down and I can get my my pan out. Yeah. We heard the pilots last night
mm-hmm.
here in the city. Yeah, bang, 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 bang. I said to Christina, "Listen carefully."
Mm-hmm.
She said, "Why?" "Because you better hear who's got Kusina." Yeah, I don't know, the whole thing is a mess, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't like it when they sort of blame the people because they did it so underhandedly, to be quite honest.
Mm-hmm.
Of course the people have peed off. Mm-hmm. You know, they went around the country and there were so many people against it. And they go in and in 5 days, believe it or not, 5 days,
mm-hmm.
they passed the law.
Exactly.
I loved it. Was it, I think, La Prensa? The other day, they asked their listeners, their readers, their watchers on the internet or whatever, they asked them, what law would you like to see passed in 5 days?
Mm-hmm.
I think 90% was anti-corruption.
Exactly.
So,
which is not going to happen, never.
Yeah, right. Yeah, there was one time, no, we couldn't possibly do that. It's like the confiscation. Remember they're doing this thing about confiscating of illegal gotten gains,
mm-hmm.
and they wanted the list of the people or the crimes, and they kept crossing them out, the crimes, and who was it to get after. So at the end of the day, I don't think there was anything left to pass. But no, it's very sad,
mm-hmm.
you know. And what I find sadder mm-hmm. Is, to be quite honest, we're coming up to next week, I think it is next week or the week after. Yeah, next week.
Mm-hmm.
Our Mes de la Patria.
Oh, yes. Nothing to celebrate.
No, because I think patriotism is sort of seems to be going out the window for some mm-hmm. people. So we will be patriotic. We're going to fly our flag.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we fly our flag in studio all the time.
Yes.
But anyway, what about today? What do you got planned up for today? Nothing.
None, just work.
mm-hmm. And of course, schools were cancelled again today.
Mm-hmm.
So is the instance now still having to do his virtual classes?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Oh, not happy, is he?
No.
No, I didn't think so. No, because school is much more enjoyable when there's a whole crowd of you.
Mm-hmm.
But I can imagine sitting at home and having to do it. It's pretty bad. But I love the story you were telling me about the band practice
yesterday.
And the mother sort of said, "Can my son, can Julio, whatever his name is, can he do it virtually?" Oh, I think that must be a classic.
Yes, because you know what happened now, these taxi apps like InDrive or Uber.
Oh, yeah.
It's more expensive now because of the closing of the roads.
Of course it is.
So that's why she said
Yeah. It's
going to be hard for him to go to the school to practice.
Yeah, it's going to be harder for, you're absolutely right, it's going to be harder. And of course, if they can actually get around, that's the problem. And of course, the demand is going to be higher as well.
Exactly.
So, they take advantage of the markets. Now, again, you see, this is something else
mm-hmm.
that our friends in the legislative want to play around with.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yes.
Leave it alone.
Mm-hmm.
Stop peeing off the people.
Yes.
Because we want it. It's not up to you.
Mm-hmm.
It's up to us. It's not a government thing. It
exactly.
is a private enterprise. It is a contract between us and the people supplying the service.
Mm-hmm.
Keep out of it. It's none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, I think I was rather, well, rather strong then, didn't you? I'll go and have a lie down. do you think I should run for president? No, don't.
Oh, yes.
Oh, dear. Anyway. Mm-hmm. What we got? Anybody born in? I know we do. We've got a couple of people born in the world of music today. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yes, the first one is Helen Reddy.
Oh, right.
She was born in 1941. Mm-hmm. Australian singer, songwriter who had the 1975 US number one and UK number five single, Angie Baby. Cher had previously turned down the song.
Oh, because Helen Reddy. She's lucky, isn't she? Because she did a really good job.
Ah.
And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I've got it ready.
Mm-hmm.
Here, right here.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, Angie Baby. Lovers appear in your room each night and they whirl you across the floor. But they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you all right?
What a great song. Helen Reddy and Angie Baby. I tell you what, while that was on, I was sort of looking up the lyrics. Mm-hmm. And whether, I don't know if she was smoking anything at the time. But no, let me just tell you the story. It says, the song tells the story of Angie, a young girl who lives her life in the songs she hears on the rock and roll radio. Her mental disturbances led to her being removed from school and having no friends, leaving her to spend most of her time listening to the radio, imagining lovers entering her room and then disappearing when her father knocks on the door. One day, a neighbour arrives at Angie's house with the intent to do her harm, but once he enters Angie's room, he's disorientated by the loud music. The song then turns surreal, if it hasn't done already. When as Angie turns the volume of the radio down, the boy begins to shrink and is pulled into the radio. The closing verse describes the disappearance of the boy and the townsfolk's speculation that he was dead. But nobody asks Angie for an explanation. She says that the boy has become her secret lover. Right.
You're right, I guess.
The only thing I would just like to say to you all out there, please don't turn the volume down. We'll shrink, yes, and disappear.
And this is the first time I listen to that song.
Really? Mm-hmm. No, you've heard it before.
Mm-hmm. No,
I've played it before.
Remember, yeah,
yeah. Yeah. Mm. What did I play a couple of songs ago then? Gotcha. Somebody said to me the other day about what do you listen to the radio? Unfortunately, I don't listen to the radio very often because most people, don't they? A lot of them listen to it in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, I don't drive anywhere very, very far. Mm-hmm. But what I do, of course, don't everybody say that because the programs are loaded up onto the website, what I do is go back and listen to them occasionally just to see whether I'm any good or not. not really. Right. Who's our next one, yes?
The next one is Taffy Danoff.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a guy or a woman?
Well, if it's Taffy, mm-hmm. normally in England that would be somebody who's from Wales.
Oh.
Hey, Taff. Hey, Taffy.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I find out why we do that. But, mm-hmm. yeah, that's what we do. We call Taffy... is somebody we would say, for instance, I've got a couple of friends of mine that joined the Air Force with me that came from Wales.
Mm-hmm.
And we always refer them to Taff or Taffy.
Mm.
So there we go. Learned something today.
Okay.
I don't know if you had, I doubt it. Taffy Danoff.
I'll have to
look him up, see if mm-hmm. I can find him. Anyway, go on. What did he do?
Well, whatever it was.
Uh-huh.
Was born in 1944 from American pop group Starland Vocal Band, who had the 1976 US number 1 and UK number 18 single Afternoon Delight, one of the biggest selling singles of 1976
was summer, quite some summer in the UK then, summer of 76, March all the way through to September.
My motto's always been, when it's right, why wait until the middle of a cold, dark night? When everything's a little clearer in the light of day, and we know the night is always gonna be here anyway. So excited, skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight.
Well, there we go then. Afternoon Delight.
I remember that one.
Yeah, and I guess Taffy is a woman.
Oh, yes.
Sounds like it anyway, doesn't it?
Exactly.
Now, the thing is, you started us off by on a tangent. Because I thought, well, let's see what it says about Taffy. English term for a Welsh person. And as used in the rhyme, Taffy was a Welshman. An ethnic slur for a Welshman. Perhaps I was being rude. I don't think so, though. Taffy is a nickname for various people. Taffy Thomas. Funnily enough, Taffy Thomas is the name of one of my friends from the Air Force.
His name
is Thomas. Yes, his last name is Thomas. But this is Taffy Thomas, a British storyteller, appointed the United Kingdom's first laureate for storytelling in 2010. And then we've got arts and entertainment. Taffy, a song by Lisa Loeb in 1995. Taffy, a TV series. Taffy, a character in the Clay Fighter series of video games. Taffy, an episode of Anne of Green Gables, the animated series. But there is another one. Taffy, the singer, born in 1963. This is here, Catherine Quays, better known by her stage name Taffy, an English high energy and Italo disco singer from Deptford in London. Best known for her 1980s hit, I Love My Radio. There we go. There you go. That's Taffy.
Mm-hmm.
Now you know.
Interesting.
Yeah, but that's a lot of radio mentioned in that song.
Mm-hmm, yes.
We should make that our signature tune, really, shouldn't we, really? Yeah. I love my radio. Now, the other one, of course, is, you know, when we're talking about Helen Reddy and Angie, because there's another Angie.
Mm-hmm.
You know which one?
No.
Famous song.
Which one?
It's by somebody who's just bringing out a new album and they're 80 years of age. Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Angie.
Oh.
You must know this one. You know this one? Angie! I know the voice. I could do karaoke for this one.
Thank you. tell me you don't remember it?
Of course I do.
Ah, you see. Angie,
that's
Rolling Stone.
Beautiful song.
It is, mm-hmm. Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Right then, that's it. So you're just, well, I guess you're not going to go anywhere today, are you?
No.
No, just going to go. Yeah, I wouldn't leave it to you. You never know what's going to happen in the afternoon. So mm-hmm. Be careful.
Oh, yes.
And, let me see. Oh, look, it's 4 minutes before we have to go.
Mm-hmm.
That works out rather well.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've got a piece of music here which is 3 minutes and 57 seconds.
Okay, wow.
So, we can be efficient when we want to be. Not very often. Brian, have a great job. Yes, we'll be back tomorrow, won't we?
See you tomorrow.
7 o'clock. The song is called The Stake, and it's by the Steve Miller Band, and that's it. It brought us to the end of this morning's program, and it's been quiet. Tomorrow's probably going to be the same, quiet, just myself and Yasmin, and rummaging around the music, etc. But we'll see how long will this start. A lot of things have been cancelled, and you look at the streets, they're really quite quiet, quite deserted. Right, big thanks, of course, this morning, our intrepid outdoor reporter, Ingrid. Big thanks to her for her a little bit this morning. And nice to know Chelsea's all done. She sent me a picture of the operation where it's all been stitched up. Pleasant. So thanks to Ingrid. Big thanks to Yasmin, my producer here in the Breakfast Show studio, and also getting us our what, where and when, which we'll be doing on a Friday. And of course, while it's like this, we've been able to do a couple of people born on this day in the world of music. So thanks to Yasmin for that. My co-producer, Neil Danby, over there in Windsor in the United Kingdom. He gets a lot of our background information for us as well. And the boys and girls at Grupo Grado switch us on in the morning. They'll be switching us off in a few seconds' time as well. So big thanks to them, especially to Isaac. And also, of course, to you, our listeners, advertisers, and sponsors, thank you so very much for being with us on The Breakfast Show. We'll be back with you, as I said, 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Whatever it is you're going to be doing between now and then, please, please, please do it carefully. Right? If you're going out in the streets, be careful. Just take it easy. Don't lose any tempers or anything like that. Just sit back and relax. All right, so until 7 tomorrow morning, just remember, I want to be talking to you, not talking about you. So from me, Jerry D, till then, ta-da. You have been listening to The Breakfast Show, a Panama Broadcasting Corporation and Call FM production. Presented by Jerry D, produced by Yasmin Kiros, co-producer Neil Danby.